You're listening to DraftKings Network.
So I got two things before we get to Thursday Thunder. Two different bones to pick. One is sports, one is non-sports. Which one do you want first?
Non-sports. Right. Tony said sports while non-sports. I said non-sports.
I'm going to go non-sports. Because Chris...
Ooh, sports.
Because Chris picked it. And because Chris is in my crosshairs.
Oh, no.
This hack.
I feel like I know it.
This hack. Doing TikTok dances with his kid and putting it online.
Well, first of all, I had Grid of Death Punishment. I had to do it. I enjoyed doing it. You could tell in my face. It wasn't much of a punishment for me, but and there might be a new career path for
me. The punishment wasn't have your kid in it.
That's true, but like I'm at home and my daughter, she's, you know, getting that age. She wants to do TikTok. She really just wants to stand in front of a phone and dance. Like, she doesn't understand that, like, you have to be like repeat. Like, she just thinks that making a TikTok is putting a phone up against the wall, not even recording yourself, and then dancing.
Oh,
she doesn't really understand it yet. She just likes the idea of like, let's dance.
So all you have to do is just set the phone up, not even hit record, not even have camera on.
She's five. So
she's adorable too.
She is adorable.
Way to use your kid to deflect from your own crappy dancing.
Exactly.
That's why he's in my crosshairs.
What's it like to have Jess like your daughter?
Wow.
Damn. I like Juliet. I just didn't know what to do when you handed her to me and she was sliding down and I didn't know if I should put her down or hold her.
But yes, it was a cheat code. I mean, what do you want from me? It's adorable. She's adorable and she helped. She made me, you know, look better.
Chris has been on my shit list for years.
What?
For years.
Wait, you've been what?
You've been on my shit list. My shit.
Because I put my kid on social?
Yes.
Do I do it like a crazy amount?
No, not a crazy amount, but enough to upset me. Every time you do it, I'm like, this guy's
who's
just
the real kid hater.
He's
now?
Going for no, it's not even about no, it's it hasn't no,
it's taking still the heat off
it's
me.
Still you.
I did one a few weeks ago or a month or so ago where it was like we were playing a board game and stuff and I had
that
a whole
that was cute as shit.
I know
this kid is lovely.
She was trying what's to get the perfect she was trying to get the perfect game in Chutes and Ladders. You guys ever done that? It's the 7-spin game. You can complete a Chutes and Ladders board in 7 spins, but it's called the perfect game, and it's hard to do.
Your kid
Who calls
knows.
It that?
Wait, hold on. Your kid knows about that.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
I was playing Chutes and Ladders with her, and I determined by the map. I'm like, all right, what's the fastest this can be done? 7 spins. That's the perfect game. Let's just keep trying to do that. Like, we don't even play the game. We're just going for the perfect game. This is not interesting.
No.
You brought this here.
No, I brought it here because I wanted
sports.
I wanted to be angry at you, but now you've made it too adorable.
So you don't like parents using their kids for cuteness?
Absolutely not. Not online. Like, if you send it to your family members and your friends, that's one thing. Like, if you sent it to us in a group chat, it'd be fine. But, like, posting it for views and clicks? No, sir.
Oh.
Noted.
Yeah. But here's my question on the sports variety. So yesterday... we had that conversation about Kyle Shanahan, and I said if he's so damn good, do it with a good quarterback.
Nepo baby.
True.
Another Nepo baby, absolutely. And a
talented Nepo baby.
I watched that video of me saying it, and I have the biggest smile on my face. I'm laughing in the middle of delivering that take. I know I'm an idiot for demanding some measure of kind of logic out of sports fans, but for f**k's sake, this is a horrible take. Does it look like I'm delivering a serious take here? It's like the mayonnaise one with Sugats. It's like people are responding. What kind of blindness happens?
Well, at least he hasn't quadrupled down since the mayonnaise take.
Did people not see the mayonnaise jar on the hand?
That's my point. Were they on their phones while they were playing the video on a different screen? How do you not see it and say, this is clearly people being ridiculous?
I mean, at every turn, he has doubled down on it, though.
I get it, but they're responding to that video. They're responding to that video, seriously. And it really...
This goes back to like the Josh Allen billboard thing. People are going to get upset when you have a go at their quarterback. Oh, they don't have the background on our show. Everyone does.
Mike, I'm not talking about background on the show. There's a man with his hand in a jar of mayonnaise.
That's besides the point. Stop talking shit about my quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's talk shit about Thursday Thunder.
All right.
Ooh. Well, we shouldn't
talk shit. Okay. We talk our shit.
It's Thursday Thunder.
We won't talk shit. We will talk our shit. Ain't that right, Tony?
That's right, Amin.
We're back.
I can't see you, but it's all good.
Just know I'm always here. Am I kicking it off? Let's go.
Yes.
We've got Dallas plus juice against Phoenix. We're taking the Mavs money line.
Money line, man. Over to Mike for tennis.
Because you don't want to pronounce Tsitsipas's name?
Zagaki.
I cast the Greek Orthodox Phonopedos.
Yeah. Good friend. Have a photo with him. Don't take a photo with me, though. I can only do that with other celebrities. We're taking Steph's Tsitsipas tonight in the Aussie Open. 10:30 start there.
Probably
he's minus 250, according to our friends at DraftKings.
Yep, all minus right. 250. That is 2-3. Over to Roy for hockey.
All right, we got the Bruins and the Lightning tonight. I think the Bruins are going to win the first period and take it on away. They're going to.
We're not taking them in the
hockey.
We are
going with the puck line tonight.
No, we are not. We're going with the money line.
I'm sorry, we're going with the money line. I'm sorry.
So very confused.
And not the first period.
Not the first period.
Not in the first period.
Yes.
But just as a bonus, a free Roy pick, he says wire to wire by more than one goal.
A freak.
But,
yeah.
You know, but for this parlay, it's just money line.
Bet on it.
So guaranteed.
Mavericks money line, the tennis player Mike said, and the Bruins money line.
I think.